from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, officials are touting the Super Bowl-leveled security for Sunday's memorial service for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The memorial for Kirk, who was killed by an assassin's bullet last week in Utah, will be held at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, home of the NFL's Cardinals. The Secret Service will be coordinating security with state, local, and federal agencies. The Department of Homeland Security has declared the event Special Event Assessment Rating Level 1. That's reserved for events of high national significance. President Trump is expected to be in attendance. At least two New Jersey teachers are out of jobs, some under review after backlash over social media posts about Charlie Kirk.
Conservative activists have been publicly identifying New Jersey teachers over negative online posts about Charlie Kirk's assassination. Rider University confirms it fired an adjunct professor who came up short of, quote, expectations for respectful and civil engagement. A Rockaway teacher has resigned after initially saying her account had been hacked, and school officials in Little Egg Harbor and New Providence say potentially offensive posts will be reviewed thoroughly and appropriate action taken. In Vote, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Two New Jersey lawmakers from both sides of the political aisle are joining forces to promote civility in politics on college campuses. The New Jersey College Civility Tour comes in the wake of Charlie Kirk's murder. The conservative activist, famous for going to college campuses across the U.S., encouraging debates with young people. Now Republican and Democratic state senators John Bramnick and Joseph Cryan plan to host a series of public debates aimed at college students to show that civility is possible in politics and to promote a more moderate tone in political rhetoric. A Rutgers Health Virtual of Education program aims to prep doctors for interactions with patients who have intellectual or developmental disabilities. Rutgers Project Echo program director Amy Fisher says their first run of 16 sessions with 212 participants was definitely encouraging.
More than half of the participants shared that they plan to implement practice changes. So whether that was adjusting how they performed initial intake screenings, their strategies for communication, really trying to support that autonomy of the patient and not always deferring to caregiver.
She says such interactions are rarely part of standard training for healthcare providers. This program makes the experience better for all involved. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. A fall-like weekend ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, sunny, warm, and summery today. It's a great day for playing outside, working outside, whatever you have going on. Humidity levels are manageable, too. Now, this weekend will also be nice, just cooler. Highs today reaching into the mid-80s, feeling like a midsummer kind of day. Tonight, mainly clear and comfortably cool as we drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, much cooler. No more 80s. We'll see highs in the lower 70s, but still pleasant with a mix of sun and some clouds. Sunday is going to be the cloudier and cooler day of the weekend. Highs only make it to around the 70-degree mark, and we could see some sprinkles around on Sunday, mainly to the south and along the coast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
83 in Union, 82 in Long Branch, Vineland 89. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.